this morning to be able to talk to you a little bit about what God has been preparing me. This message has been, it's been in the works for a long time, And but I know now is the right time to actually release it. So today we begin a brand new series called Flip Your Story. Flip Your Story. How many of you have seen at least one post about this story? Flip Your Story. I mean, you guys do not go on Facebook, right? No, you don't. Maybe you should, okay? Take a look at what Flip Your Story is about. I believe it's something that is much deeper than a cool title, okay? Flip Your Story, I think it's a cool title. I believe it would speak to your story. The story that God Himself is writing about your life. And this podcast that's going to be released, I'm going to be talking about this in a little bit. But the question that we ask is, why a podcast, right? Why a podcast? Why do we do a podcast? And the podcast is called Life in the Word. And this is something that I've done in previous years. But I've turned into this podcast format along with what we've done in the past. The podcast is simply because of this. Trends are showing that people tend to listen to podcasts 5 times more than what they would do with watching a movie. And if you look at the numbers, it's actually very real. People love to listen to stories. I did not know that, okay? But when I started to study and listening to other pastors, other storytellers telling the story about Christ, telling the story about what God has done in their lives, they've chosen this medium called podcasts. That is the reason why we're doing it. Because we live in a world now that is so fast-paced. I know here in Kodiak, some of us are moving from North Carolina to Kodiak, a shift in pace and a shift in many other things. Life will be very different here, no, okay? It's going to be different. But we are so digitally connected. Did I say that even right? It doesn't even sound right the way it came out of my mouth. But we are so connected. And I've got family all around the world, France, England, Mauritius. They're spread out pretty much. But the way that we stay connected is by digital means. Facebook, social media, and all this stuff, they are all helpful tools that God has given to us so that we can stay connected. And I believe as we stay connected, we can grow in our faith together. So this podcast called Life in the Word with a fresh new season, that's the season called Flip Your Story, it's going to be released, or some of you cool people will say it's going to be dropped on Wednesday at 6 p.m. Okay, it's going to be live. Okay, the audio is already available on all the podcast platforms that we have, but on Wednesday, it's going to be a live form of, it's going to be somewhat a little bit of that about the message here, but we're going to have a special guest that's going to come in and is going to be able to interact. It's going to be very interactive. It's going to be fun. And hopefully you guys can join me, okay? I don't want to go out live and then no one is tuning in to watch. You watch a lot of reels of other stuff. You watch a lot of TikToks. But during this time, 6 to maybe 7, okay? No longer than that. 6, maybe 6:30, 6:45 is the time that we can talk after that. I get tired of talking, okay? So it's going to be very interactive. So I want you guys to join in. And it's for whatever reason you're not able to, okay, I understand it's going to be busy time. It might be cooking time, okay? You might be spending time, busy preparing food. Put it on. Okay? Put it in the background. You can actually listen to the message as well as doing other things. If you're busy, you're sitting down and having dinner and you don't have phones on, which is cool, you can actually listen to it later on and watch it. It's still going to be in the reel. You're still going to be able to watch it later on. It's also going to be on YouTube. So if you don't do any of that and all you do is just listen to a podcast, it's going to be on all these podcast platforms. So there's really no excuse for you not to actually listen and tune in. And when you listen and tune in to the podcast, could you please subscribe? Okay, it's very easy. Subscribe, write a positive review. It all helps in promoting the message. It helps to reach people even beyond Kodiak, right? We want that. We want the message of the gospel to be able to speak to other people beyond what we have here. So the best way to do it is to subscribe, like, share, do your part, and let God do the rest. Right now, I've got this very good friend of mine. Okay, just a little side story. A very good friend of mine is a Muslim, okay? We went to high school together. We went to college together. And I took one path and he took another one. Today, he's a brain surgeon. So he's pretty brainy, okay? So I went a different route. He went another route. But we still stay in touch through social media. And he's very faithful in sending me his faith belief every Sunday. I get a little message from him about what he believes the Quran is saying. I stay in touch with him. Some might say, you know what, why would you stay in touch with a Muslim? But he's my friend. God might use me at some point in time to reach him, and I don't want to cut off that connection. Okay? So I believe God can use that. And that's the reason why I want this platform to be out there, because there are people, believe it or not, there are people out there they don't know Christ, and we need to reach them. And that is the reason behind all of this. We're using every tool, every means that God has already made available for us. So it can also be your midweek Bible study. Right? It could be something that is a midweek thing that you can listen. You can look at the notes. I'll make all of that available for you. You can have your notes and you want to say, I want to do a little Bible devotion. And sometimes we run out of ideas. I'm a pastor. Sometimes I run out of ideas on what kind of devotion are we going to do with the family. I run out of ideas. But if you have the notes and you're able to follow along, it makes it easier for mom and dad to be able to say, hey, pastor, talk about this. Let's just talk about it as well. Let's see what you can get out of it. So, perfect way to connect, not only with me and the church family, but also beyond your scope of influence, and see where God can lead this. So, I hope you're catching all of this. I know I'm throwing a whole lot of stuff out there, but I'm hoping you catch this and be able to stay connected throughout the week. So, what is Flip Your Story? What is Flip Your Story about? Flip Your Story is about changing the narrative of your story. Everyone that is here today, you've got a story. You've got a story. If I hand you the mic right now and say, tell us about your story, you've got something to say. You got something to say about yourself. You got something to say about where you come from. You got something to say about what God is doing in your life right now. You all have a story to tell. Flipping your story is about changing the narrative of your story. The narrative is the storyline. The storyline. Your storyline. So your storyline is important. Okay? Because that's where you get the foundation of basically who you are. And where are you getting this narrative? Who's speaking this narrative? Who's giving you this narrative? Whose voice is loudest in this narrative? Is it the voice of others that is loudest in this narrative that you're hearing about your story? Is this the voice of others that are speaking about you? Is it the voice of the enemy? Or is it the voice of God? Right? Because at the end of the day, there's a story that has been written about you. And the voice is kind of like defining the storyline, the narrative. So whichever voice that you feed the most will set the tone for your own voice. So if the enemy is feeding you, is being the loudest in your life, guess what your storyline would be? Might be very different. Because you're hearing a distorted message about who you are from the enemy. What if you're hearing a story, the narrative of your story is being spoken to you by somebody that is others? Somebody else is speaking about you. And you believe that and you've received that and you believe that it is your storyline. Is that what God wants? Is that the storyline that is from God? But if you know that the storyline, the voice of God is the loudest in your life, guess what? You tend to follow that voice, right? You tend to allow that voice to be louder and louder and louder in your life. So whichever voice you feed the most will become eventually your own voice. Because the voice of faith would speak through you. Because you've read the word, you believe the word, and because you believe the word, the spirit of faith inside of you will bring it back out. And you're going to start speaking the word of God, whatever God is saying about you. Not what others are saying about you, not what the enemy is saying about you. You're saying what God wants you to say about yourself. And that's very important. That is so important when you think about this. There's so much torment in this world already. When you think about mental illness, when you think about the oppression of the enemy over the mind of the people, believers even, you tend to believe a different narrative other than the narrative that comes from the Word of God. The voice is very important. So at some point in time, you got to dial that voice of others back down. You got to dial down the voice of the enemy. But you got to make sure that the voice of God is dialed right in to the right frequency. That even though that you are in the middle of a storm, you can still hear his voice. And that voice is leading you. That voice has grabbed your attention. That voice is the loudest in your life. And you are following that voice. That voice has now become your voice. You start listening to him because it becomes so easy now to listen, to hear his voice, and to follow along. It's like you're in sync with what God is saying about you. Flipping your story is all about that in a nutshell. So today we're going to kind of lay down this foundation so that we realize that there are so many voices that are out there. And we got to make sure that we are tuning in to the voice of God. Just like it says in John 10:27, and that's our opening scripture this morning. My sheep hear my voice. That is key. My sheep hear my voice and I know them. And I know them. And guess what they do? They follow me. This is Christ himself speaking to you and me this morning. My sheep hear my voice and I know them. And they follow me. It means that this voice that we're hearing as sheep is the loudest. Because we recognize the shepherd and we recognize that we are sheep and we recognize that we must follow him. It almost becomes second nature because we are so accustomed to his voice. We hear it. We dial that in, and we're like, we so many noises around us. The voice of the enemy could be all around us. The voice of others can be just as loud. But if we've dialed in to his voice, the voice of the shepherd, and us recognizing who we are as a sheep, we listen. We will follow because we are able to dial in. That scripture is probably on a magnet somewhere on your fridge. You probably already know this. We've read this in Sunday school. We've read this. We've memorized this. We know this. But in the middle of a storm, we tend to forget that we are sheep. Does that happen to any of us this morning? That in the middle of a storm, we tend to forget that we are sheep. We lose sight of him. We lose sight of him. We lose that connection with his voice. And sometimes this storm can last for a minute. And you're able to pass through that storm. And then you can able to get back in and in sync with God. And you're able to hear and dial into his voice again. But sometimes the storm can last a while. And without a proper connection with the Holy Spirit and knowing him that he lives inside of you, leading and guiding you, that storm that is lasting for a while could be terrible, could shape your life and lead you in a wrong place for a long period of time. I've been in that kind of storm in my life before. 2022 and 2023, those couple of years were, I was in a storm. And I was in a storm where I forgot who I was. I forgot that number one, I was a sheep. That number two, the shepherd had a calling on my life. That the voice of others during that time was so loud that it drowned out the voice of God. Now, I'm saying I had a choice in that thing. I could have easily recognized that, hey, you know what? I'm a sheep and he's my shepherd. I need to dial back into his voice. But it took me a couple of years to actually realize that I was wrong. That I was wrong. I was allowing the voice of the enemy, the voice of others, be the loudest in my life until that morning. Until that morning, October 2023, I heard God bring me back to this song that we sang today called Here Again by Elevation. Can't go back to the beginning. Can't control what tomorrow will bring, but I know here in the middle is the place where you promise to be. When I heard this, it's like as the song was coming to an end, I heard the voice of God. Like I've heard his voice over and over and over again in my life. I heard the voice of God saying, flip your story. So that's the story behind the story. I heard the voice of God said, flip your story. Flip your story. God was challenging me right there and then that by flipping my story, I need to make a decision to flip the narrative back to his voice, back to his promise. Maybe you're here today. And maybe you find yourself in that kind of spot. Where you are in the middle of the storm and you've been facing a lot of battle right up here. And that voice of the enemy and the voice of others were drowning out the voice of God. And during this time and this season of your life, whether it's 2 minutes or 2 years, you've allowed those voices to be the loudest in your life. Well, I've got a message for you this morning. It's time to flip your story. It's time to go back to that one voice that you've recognized in the very beginning when you gave him your life. That voice you've dialed in, that voice was so sharp during that time. But over the years, over the time, maybe you've taken that voice for granted. I know I have. I've done it multiple times. But there comes to a point in your life when you have to make a decision. You have to make a choice to just say, you know what? I've messed up. My bad. Not just my bad, okay, I got caught, my bad. No, I've messed up. I'm going to change because of the grace and the power of God that still keeps his voice alive and active in my life. Now, that's freedom. That's freedom. That's redemption. That's what the voice of God does when you start dialing in. It affirms you. He brings you back. He tells you, you're my son. You're my daughter. I've got a plan and I've got a purpose for you. I'm not done with you yet. So that's the purpose of flipping your story, is to recognize that the story is yet to be written. There is more chapters. There are more pages of your story. So don't give up. Don't quit. While God is still at work. Don't you wish you have a time machine? You know, where you can say, you know what, I think I'm going to go back in time and I'm going to start fixing whatever I need to fix in my life. But guess what? We don't. We don't. We wish we could, but we don't. But here's the promise. Right here in the middle is the place where he promises to be. Is that good enough for you? Is that good enough for you? That the promise is like right where you are is the place where I promise you I will be. I tell you what, that day, it's like, you know what, Lord, that's it. That's good enough for me. Because you said you going to be there. The moment I said that, the voice of the loudness was like resounding in my spirit. And I want that. I'm praying that for you. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you will go through, at some point in time, you're going to run into a storm. But you got to make a decision that while you're in that storm, his voice is going to be the loudest voice in your life. God's promises is always the loudest right in the middle of the storm. Always. It's always the loudest. It was just as loud to Peter when he was right in the middle of the storm, of his storm, when he was sinking. Jesus, save me. Right? He was right there in the place where he caught the voice of God. And he's able to actually come back up. What about Daniel? Right in the middle of the storm, while he's facing some hungry lions, he heard the voice of God. That voice became loudest during that moment of his storm. What about Joshua? In the middle of his storm, when he faced the walls of Jericho, the voice of God was the loudest during that time. So no matter the size of your storm, his voice can be the loudest too. See, this is when you go back to John 27, he says, my sheep hear my voice and I know them. They follow me, but don't just stop there. Keep on reading. He says, and I give them eternal life. So this storm is not going to take you out. The enemy wants you to think that his voice is going to be the loudest, and guess what? It's going to take you out. Maybe the voice of others are saying the same, but God's voice doesn't say that. It says, it won't take you out. I'm giving you eternal life. They shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. Others, or the enemy, they have no authority to take you away, to snatch you away from your purpose and your calling. I hope I'm speaking to someone here this morning. That the voice of others, their plan and their purpose for your life can never override God's. Can never. Maybe you've believed that over a period of time that somehow the enemy has the power over you, over God's plan for your life, over his purpose for your life. He doesn't. He doesn't. No one can take that authority away from God. He's all sovereign. He's all powerful. And what he said over your life, what he's promised you, he must fulfill. No one can come and snatch that away from you. Not without your permission. Not without your permission. God is sitting back and waiting. He said, you need to wake up. You need to wake up to your calling. You need to wake up to your purpose. You need to let my voice be the loudest in your life. That's how you reconnect back to the frequency of his voice. That's where you recognize that I'm a sheep. I'm a sheep. Maybe during my storm, I forgot that I was a sheep, but I am a sheep and I follow my shepherd. And his voice is loud in my life. He knows me and I follow him. It's as simple as that. Flipping your story starts when you allow his voice to be the loudest in your life. In your life. So I'm going to share with you some practical tools in order to make this happen. In order to flip your story. Whatever that story might be. If it is from the enemy, it must be flipped. If it is the voice of others that is defining your story, it must be flipped. It must be flipped back to what God is saying about you. Because his voice will become your voice. His voice will set the tone for your own voice. Because you're following what God is saying about you. Number one is courage. It takes a lot of courage to be able to speak the word of God. It took me a lot of courage to get back up here. It took me a lot of courage to go back live on social media. It takes courage. But would you do it for Christ? Would you do it for the sake of the gospel? Would you do it for the sake of the narrative of his story, of his purpose for your life? Absolutely. I'll do it again. I'd get hurt again. I'll do it again. I'll get hurt again. I will do it again. I will never stop. I will never quit. It takes courage to be able to grab a hold of yourself and say, hey, you know what, buddy? Enough is enough. Sometimes we got to do this. We got to do this even within for ourselves. I'm tired of going down this path. Courage. Courage is important. I'm sure you heard this quote before. Courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is acting in spite of fear. Right? Probably on your fridge. Right? You've got this. So true. See, courage is action. Courage is a movement. Is a movement in the direction of his voice. It's like, oh, I'm in the middle of the storm. I might not be able to see where I am. The wind is so strong. It's raining sideways. It's Kodiak. But guess what? I can still hear his voice. And that voice is causing me to move. You're moving in the direction of his voice. If I turn off the lights right here, all just darkness. And my kids are right here playing. And they're like, oh no, I can't see. It's so dark. But if I go like this, I'm right here. Follow my voice. Guess what we do? My kids were like, you know what? Yeah, that's dad right there. I hear his voice. I recognize his voice. I might hear other voices around me. Other people are freaking out around me. But I hear the voice of my Father. And I will dial in. I'm following. I'm coming. I'm hearing his voice. That's exactly what courage is about, is moving in the direction of his voice. Courage is a movement. Courage is not just sitting there on your couch. Well, I'm going to be courageous this morning. I'm going to sit there. I'm going to eat a bag of potato chips. And I'm not going to go out. Because others' voices are way too loud in the community. No, you get out. You get out. Courage is movement. Going and doing what God has called you to do without fear. That's the only way. Courage is a movement, moving in the direction that God is calling. You keep going. This is Joshua 1:9. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. What a promise! The Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Yes, courage is the absence of fear. But courage is the movement knowing that God is with you wherever you go. That's courage. I'm going to move, but I'm not going to move because I'm being forced to move. I'm moving because I know that God is with me. He'll be with me wherever he tells me to go. That's the courage. It's pressing through the storm. It's movement that shuts the mouths of the lion. It's movement towards him. It's movement towards his voice. And when his voice is not clear, you stop. You stop for an assessment of where you are. Sometimes we got to do this because we are stuck in this middle of the storm and we are confused. Because we can no longer distinguish right and wrong. We can no longer distinguish his voice, the voice of the enemy, or the voice of others. We are confused. There is such a time where this confusion that comes in. This is when we stop and we ask God. We do an assessment of where we are. The best quote that I can come up with is from Franklin Roosevelt. He says, courage is not the absence of fear, but rather the assessment of something else more important than what? Than fear itself. It's an assessment that there is something that is greater than this fear, this confusion that I am feeling. So that gets you to think, right? Oh, I might be in a confusing situation, but I'm going to stop and I'm going to ask the one who knows where I'm going. And who's that? God. So I'm going to stop and I'm going to assess my situation. Because there is something that is more important than fear. And that is your faith. That is your faith. Your faith could steer you back to where you belong. That's faith. Because in the middle of this storm where there is confusion, it's like you got to stop and say, Lord, I've lost track. I don't know where you are. I need to know where you are. That's an assessment that you do. in your personal life. Did I take a wrong turn? Did I say something I shouldn't? And the Holy Spirit is right there leading you and guiding you. Guess what? You're not alone. You're not alone. Maybe you've been in that kind of place where you're confused. You're confused about what is going on and you're like, Jesus, I don't know. Did I mess up? I can't feel you. I can't hear you. If there's so much going on, you stop because guess what? Confusion is not from God. For God has not given you a spirit of fear or confusion, but of a sound mind. If you feel like you're losing your mind, you stop. You stop and you do an assessment of where you are. Try to recalibrate. Like this thing right there, it's calibrating, focusing on me. Guess what? God is doing the same thing. Maybe you've lost track, but he's tracking your movement. Whether you know it or not, it's tracking. But you got to stop and say, okay, is that tracking? Oh, yes, he is. He is. See, this is how you get that refocus back on his voice. Back on knowing this is who I am, but I know this is where God is. And he's following me wherever I'm going. That's the assessment. And number two is the author. You got to know the author. Remember, it's a story, it's a narrative that is being written about you. It might be your story, but guess what? You're not the author. You might think you are. If you think you are, you're wrong. You're not the author of your story. God is. God is. He's his story that he's writing through you. He's the one that is holding the pen, not you. Hebrews 12:2 is looking unto Jesus. See, when you lose track of where you are, you stop and you, Jesus, where you are, looking up unto Jesus, the author, is that word, author. The author and the finisher of our faith. Yes, it is your story. You're the main character. I mean, anybody wants to be main character? Main character is like, you know what? I want to be the main character in this story. Well, you are the main character of your story. The story is about you. But guess who's the author of your story? God is. He's the one who holds the pen that is writing your story. From your perspective, it's very different. Your story from your perspective is limited. It's limited by time, because you can't be everywhere at one time. It's limited by knowledge, because guess what? You don't know everything. Anybody knows everything in this place? Probably not, right? But guess what? You know the one who knows everything. You know the one who's not restricted by time. That's God. So the best way to flip your story is to get to know the author. And the only way you can do it is kind of like you got to switch off some stuff. You got to maybe disable TikTok once in a while. You got to turn off social media except for flip your story and life in the word. Still want you to tune into that. You got to be careful on what you're putting in front of your eyes, in front of your ears. If it is not beneficial for your spirit, guess what? It doesn't belong there. If it is not feeding your spirit and it's giving you a voice that is other than the voice of God and you're believing it, can you believe everything that is out there on the internet? No, you can't. If you allow that, guess what? Some other voice would become the loudest in your life. You don't want that. I don't want that. I want his voice to be the loudest, but the only way that I can get to know him is by getting in the word. Sometimes you got to go old school, right? You got to go old school and open up that Bible that has been sitting on the mantle and gathering dust. and maybe use as a prop for something in your house. Time to take it out and dust that thing up and open it up and say, you know what? This is the Word of God. This is the author of my life. This is the one who's writing a story about me. Let me get to know him. It'll make my story go a lot easier. It'll make the transition in my life from North Carolina to Kodiak, Alaska, be a lot smoother. Because guess what? I'm in connection with the author. I know him. He knows me. I hear his voice and I follow him. That's what the Word is saying about me. So let me make that connection and keep that connection alive. And in order to do that, you got to switch off some stuff. Because there's not enough space. There's not enough space for everything else. The focus must be back on him, the author and the finisher of our faith. The one who starts the story is also the one who finishes it. Number three is identity. If I were to ask you, how would you describe you as the main character of your story? How would you do it? If I say, you know what, just give me 10 minutes of talk about yourself, why you the main character of your story? What would it be? Think about that for a moment. Would you go back to your testimony of what Christ has done in your life? Or would it be something else? Would it be about what so-and-so said about you that you believed? For some of us, that might be the case. But if you know who you are and who's the one who's holding the pen to the story of your life, you'll go to him. You'll default back to him and you'll get to know what he is saying about you. Not knowing your identity can become a huge blind spot in your life. And if it is a blind spot in your life, it's a playground for the enemy. He'll use that blind spot to just toy with you. He'll toy with you. He'll rob you of your purpose, your calling. And the enemy will use anything in his power to do that. If he can rob your calling and steal that purpose that God has for you, he's won. But today you're going to make a decision that I'm not going to let him do that. I'm not going to let him do that. I'm starting new. I'm starting fresh. And I'm flipping my story, because in Jeremiah 1:5, that's the first page of my story. That's the first page of your story. I knew you before I formed you. What a wonderful way to write a story about yourself. If somebody were to ask you, how would you describe you as the main character? I'll describe me as a main character, because this is what my author has said about me. He knew me. He knew me. Before I was even formed in my mother's womb, he knew me. Before you were born, I set you apart and I appointed you as my prophet to the nation. What a wonderful way to tell your story. That's where I start. My God, the one who put everything in its place in the universe, knew me. Before I was even born and conceived, he knew me. He gave me my identity. He gave me my purpose. He called me by name. My goodness, he called me by name. You guys know my name, right? What's my name? I know your name is Eric. But my name? Yeah. But my other name is... anybody? Iganaden. A terrible name. I despise that name growing up. Eganaden. I'll give you $10 if you can pronounce this name. I totally dislike that name. I wish I had time to put it up there. I didn't. It's just coming to me right now. But that was a terrible name. Still is. Until I knew the meaning of that name. I mean, I grew up Hindu. I was given this name by a sorcerer. He looked at mine, the time that I was born, the month, the year, and he looked at the moon and the stars, and he gave me a name. And my mom and dad said, yep, he got it. And that there's that name. Stuck with me until several years after I gave my life to Christ. Someone came to me and said, I know what your name means. Your name means servant of one God. Servant of one God. Ega means one. Naden means God. When you put it together, it means servant of one God. Who knew that not even that sorcerer was holding the pen to my story? God did. God did. That's where that Jeremiah 1:5 is so true. I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Guess what? He did. He gave me a name. When I read Isaiah 43:1, it says, do not be afraid. I have ransomed you. I have redeemed you. I bought you. Maybe the sorcerer felt like he had ownership over me. The enemy did. But Christ said, I have ransomed you. I have bought you back. I have called you by name and you are mine. Only the one who gives you life has the authority to identify you. Only the one who gives you life has the authority to give you a name. And that's God. It's not your past. It's not your failure that defines you. You're defined by what God says who you are. That's what defines you. You are an expression. This is good. You are an expression of the genius of God. You are an expression of the genius of God. Don't allow anyone to tell you otherwise. Don't allow anyone to tell you that you're not qualified. God is the only one who qualifies you to do what you're doing now. Whether you're a dad, whether you're a husband, you don't need a pulpit to have any kind of say in your story. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, he called you. He formed you. On Wednesday, we're going to have a special guest. He's just a regular guy, by the way. He's not a preacher. He doesn't have a pulpit. He doesn't have a platform. I just had dinner with him and his wife when I was in Tulsa. He heard that I was there, reached out to Isaiah and I and invited us. Just a regular dad. But wait until you hear his story. I'm not going to spoil it because I want you to tune in on Wednesday. Wait until you hear his story. When he was telling me his story, he had no idea anything about this. No idea at all. I just reached out to him last week. This is how fresh it is. Just last week, I said, hey, God has been putting this in my heart ever since you told me that story about your name. Give you a little hint. It's about name. Even better than my story about my name. It's amazing what God did. So, I want you to catch a revelation of this. Flipping your story, he's going back to the author. And I'm going to end with this. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. It's time to flip your story. Would you please stand? Hey, I'm on time, man. Look at this. Finishing 10 minutes before my normal time so we can go eat. That's important, you know. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. Thank you for you have spoken. Thank you that you are holding the pen to our story. That, Lord, we trust you. We trust in what you're doing. Even if it doesn't make sense, we trust you. We trust your path. We trust your ways. And we ask you to have your way, to lead us, to guide us, and let your voice always be the loudest in our lives. Whether we're old and young or anywhere in between, let your voice lead us. In Jesus' name, amen.